Thank you for listening to the official podcast of White Oak Pentecostal Holiness Church, where we cultivate true worshipers in Wilson, North Carolina. For more information on White Oak, visit whiteoakphc.com.
It just about make you want to be a little child again, so you could confess to letting your light shine. We give thanks to God, to Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, for this day and for this opportunity. I woke up early this morning and meditated on my word and told the Lord that I was going to come forth this morning and give myself to Him. And I asked the Lord to use me for His glory. So I thank the Lord for my being here. I thank the Lord for you being here. And I had another sermon already prepared and was looking up notes. And the Lord had me to turn to this sermon and said, preach. So I'm going to be obedient. I'm going to deliver the word that the Lord wanted all of us to hear today. And I don't mean to step on anybody's toes, but we ought to examine ourselves, and we'll have the understanding of knowing that He's talking to me. And my message is coming from Mark chapter 4, a familiar scripture. The minute I say, everybody's going to know. But as I looked at this message, I looked in two Bibles, and they said it a little different. In my application study Bible, New World Editions, it said the parable of the seed. In my King James Version, it said the parable of the four soils. So I started reading from two Bibles and tried not to get confused. But let us read that we would know. Mark chapter 4. Anyone have it, say amen. And he began again to teach by the seaside. And there was gathered unto him a great multitude, so that he entered into a ship and sat in the sea. And the whole multitude were by the sea on the land. And he taught them many things by parables, and said unto them in his doctrine, hearken, behold, there went out a sower to sow. At the will of God, I'm that sower today. I'm going to sow the word of God. And I hope it fall on rich, fertile ground. But if it fall before the wayside, in the rocks and the thorns, then there's a message in there for you, for me, if it applies to us. And it came to pass, as he sowed, some fell by the wayside, and the fowls of the earth came and devoured it up. Ain't that just like Satan? Mm-hmm. Once you heard a word, he come by and snatch it from you. Amen. Me and my wife had put it to the test. We left church, and we get home and request the children about what was the message about today. And out of five or six children, only one or two could tell you, you know, what it was about. Because Satan done come by and snatched that word from them before we could leave the church and get home. And some fell on stony ground. There it had not much earth, And immediately it sprang up because it had no depth of earth. But when the sun was up, it was scorched. And because it had no root, it withered away. Now, I came to church myself and seemed like I was asleep sitting in church. You know, I heard the word, but I didn't hear the word. And I couldn't remember what the word was about, but I was here. And I started asking myself, well, why you don't know what the word was about? You know, it just dried up just like that. Yeah. Satan blocked my memory. I couldn't remember it, but it was gone. Some fell amongst the thorns, and the thorns grew up and choked it, and it yielded no fruit. I believe he's talking about us Christians that come to church, hear the word, go home, and go out in the world with our friends and forget all about the word and what it said. That's not, it ain't nothing wrong with being with your friends, but you need Christian friends in order to hold fast to that word. And as Christian, we ought to be examples unto those that don't believe. But for some reason, they'll pull us down instead of we lifting them up. When we catch ourselves, we doing just like they doing, going places they going, saying things they saying, acting like they act. What happened to the word? It fell amongst the thorns. It didn't have much earth. And when the sun come out, it choked it. The word right out of them. And God didn't get no glory.
Didn't get any glory.
Didn't get any.
That's
right. So that was another wasted seed. Shouldn't have been. But it happens sometimes. And others fell on good ground and did yield fruit that sprang up and increased and brought forth some 30, some 60, and some 100. That's the kind of soil that God wants his word to fall on.
Amen.
Rich, rich ground. That will yield 100-fold, 60-fold, 30-fold. That means once we hear the word, we have to get the understanding along with that word to be able to stand when the thorns grow up, when the heat come up, the sun get hot, the world cave in on us. And all we could see is the world and forget what we learned about God and how much he loved us. But in my other Bible, it said the parable of the four souls. Now these souls that God want us to be, first you have to hear the word. You have to hear the word. Once you hear the word will be your guide. It will let you know where you could go, what you could say, who you can hang out with, and so forth and so forth. So the first soil is hearing. And we want that soil to be good soil, rich. But in order for that soil to be rich, We have to also consider the second soil, which is understanding. If you got the word, leave here, don't understand what you heard or how they apply it to your life, it's just a wasted word. It fell amongst the thorns. Or it fell on this ground that didn't have much depth of soil and it withered when temptation came. Then the third soil was sin. That third soil of sin, you have to see yourself. You have to see where you are in your walk with the Lord. Either you're a lost sinner or you're a saved Christian. And you can't have it both ways. It has to be either or the other. So you see where you are. You see what the word is saying. You understand what the word is saying. You heard the word. But sometimes we still can't walk upright. But we all know that Satan is tricky.
Amen.
And the word said he's been here since the beginning of time. Yes. He know what's heaven like. And he hates God our Father. He hates all that he stands for because he want to be where God is. So he's trying all he can to keep us from getting to where he are. So after hearing and understanding and seeing your position, where your walk is with the Lord in life, the fourth thought is you have to take action. You just keep sitting there like you ain't heard anything. You didn't understand anything. You leave out just like you came in.
Right.
But once you heard, once you understood, and you could see, your eyes has been open. And you know, when your eyes is open, it don't mean everything is going to be peaches and cream.
That's right.
There's still going to be trials and tribulation.
Amen.
There's still going to be hard times and good times.
Uh-huh.
There's still going to be those times when we don't stand upright completely. We don't follow God's word as we understand it. Sometimes we think we could do it better.
Uh-huh.
Or because it seems like God's word is not producing what we wanted, we think, well, ain't nothing to that. I don't believe that no more. It just ain't happening. But if you hold on to God's word, if you put on your patience, and just wait on the Lord.
Uh-huh.
If you will not give up.
Uh-huh.
If you will not turn your back on the Lord.
Yes.
He will not turn his back on you.
Uh-huh.
I said I wasn't going to do it, but I'm going to mention it anyway. They may get upset with me. But I was mentioning, well, me and my son were talking the other day and he said he felt like the Lord had let him down because some of his prayers hadn't been answered. And some hadn't been answered like he thought they should have been answered. But I told him, I said, well, there's no promise that everything is going to be answered when you want it to. I said, let's consider Abraham. And God promised to Abraham. Some 60-some years.
Come on now, let's see.
You're going to have a son.
Nah.
Even Abraham gave up and got tired of waiting.
Yes,
he thought the Lord had.
Come on now, he and his wife.
He thought the Lord had dropped the ball. No.
Go ahead now.
And him and his wife decided that the only way this was going to happen was. And I believe his wife come up with the idea, and he just went along with it. So a wife suggested in order to have a child, he could go into his bond, to her bondwoman,
yeah,
and let her bring forth them a child.
Yeah.
But that won't the seed that God had promised.
Yeah.
Abraham gave up too quick.
But
then you have to understand, too, Abraham done got to be 100 years old. He was thinking, not out of this body. Not out of my wife's body that's 90. The Lord done carried us around the mountain and left us. You know, we got to stand on our own and do it ourselves if it's going to happen. But, one day Sarah woke up, and she was feeling strange. And as the days went by, her stomach started getting big. Lord and behold, Abraham began to see. Can you imagine how they felt, 100 years old? He had to been lost for words. He had to fall down before God and ask for forgiveness. He had to. He knew how wrong he had been. To try and do it on his own. But see, he'd been trusting Abraham some 100 years. But then one day he just decided, it ain't happening. I done got too old. Forgot about the power of God. Forgot about who his God was. All them years of walking with God, and then all of a sudden, unbelief. So Satan is tricky.
Uh-huh.
I'm pretty sure that's where Sarah got her thought from.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And I don't mean to put y'all women down. Right? Yeah. It happened to us men too. It don't just happen to her, it happened to Abraham too. You know, it happened to Eve.
Uh-huh.
It happened to Adam also.
Go ahead.
You know, it happened to King David, the one that was after God's own heart.
Uh-huh.
Were they greater than we are? Did God love them more than he loved us? Can God do it for us? He did it for Abraham. He did it for David.
Amen.
A sheep herder.
Yes.
That became king.
That's right.
Over Israel. No one at that time even believed King David was the one that God's man was looking for. The prophet. So they didn't even mention him. But God can.
Amen.
And he will. If he promised it, he will bring it to pass.
Amen.
After that, even though they're talking about, the one talking about the seed and one talking about the four saws, they read pretty much the same. But I have a key verse in there. And let us go and read verse 9. And y'all will understand why I'm saying a little bit better. These are not my words. I kind of paraphrase some of it. But this is what God gave me to tell y'all. And myself. Because I first put myself on the chopping block before I thought of anybody else. You know, Lord, what have I done wrong? How can I fix it? What do I need to do? And verse 9 said, and he said unto them, he that have ears to hear, let him hear. If you have ears to hear what the Lord is saying. And I perceived to myself that the Lord was telling me that I got some work to do. And y'all have to perceive what this word is saying to y'all and consider the same for yourselves. You know, I can't judge. I can't say where you are in your walk with the Lord. But the Lord knows. And I believe this, the breakdown of this parable, because I had never read this part about the four souls and the understanding. But the word even brought down and gave me some examples of what he was saying and what he was talking about. And when we read this parable, we may think that God is talking about, or the word is talking about, four different people or four different kinds of people. But let's consider that he's talking about us in different stages of our walk with him. You know, it's like when we first come to the Lord, the word could only be administered in milk. Some of us have been in church all our lives. And we still haven't perfected it. We still miss the mark sometimes. And that example the Lord showed me was and it was written in my study Bible, but it had long explanations of it. So I kind of shortened it up and paraphrased it. Say we all here today. We come to hear the word. When we leave here, where are we going? Each of us is going to go on our merry way. Are we going to go and witness to anyone else once we leave here? So we did the part of coming to worship. But once we leave church, it's about us then. It's not checking on the widows, the orphans, the sick. And this part particularly pricked my heart. I mean, it brought tears in my eyes. Because I know my friend and my deacon Ed lived right around the corner from me. And I have not been to his house not once. Not once since he's been sick. And that hurt my heart when the Lord brought this to my attention. But there's other examples. We'll come to church. Is everybody paying their tithes as God asked for 10%? Or do we just give what we want to give? We're here. And I don't know what nobody's doing tithe-wise. This is just what the Lord gave me out of the word that I was singing. I was reading. And Sunday school this morning kind of hit right along those same lines. And I was sitting back there thinking, they're getting into my sermon. They're getting into my sermon when they're talking about fellowship and going and visit the sick and but maybe God was preparing everybody that came to Sunday school for this message. So that was good. I think I had one other example. We come to church. We hear what we're supposed to do. Take care of the widows, orphans, the sick. It sounds good when we're at church. It touches all our heart. But when we find out what it's going to cost us, we like to see that fell amongst the thorn and on the shadow ground. We wither up and die. At least I have on many occasions. That's why I take it, the prayer, so serious that the church pray. You know. And that whoever prays for the church be praying, I be praying my own prayer. Because I see myself. I be praying, asking the Lord to forgive me. And the other person praying, asking the Lord to forgive us all. And sometimes I include us all, but whenever my toes have been stepped on, I'll be asking, Lord, forgive me, forgive me, forgive me. I am so sorry, Lord, forgive me of every sin, everything I said or done that was unworthy of a person that called themselves a Christian. To respond to God's word and his message. To respond would mean the word fell on good soil. And the seed is springing up in our hearts and in our minds to do exactly as God's word has said. It falls on good ground when we do that. God get the glory. And he should. God get the glory. Him that have ears, let him hear. Him that have ears, let him hear. And all of us have ears. I don't think no one in here is deaf by any means of the word. If you have ears, hear God's word today.
Amen.
Don't leave the church today and go and do as we've been doing. Go visit some sick person. When we see somebody that we don't know, witness to them. Ask them how their day was. Do they know the Lord? As folks ask me, how you doing today? I'm blessed. Sometimes that's I'm blessed too, and sometimes they don't. I say, well, how's you doing? You know, see if they think they worthy to say they blessed, or they don't even know the Lord to know that they blessed. And sometimes I go out and people say, how you doing? I say, I'm blessed. And they say, well, I assume you coming from church. He said, it's so good to be in the company of someone else that loves the Lord like I do.
Amen.
And I'm thinking to myself, you know, you don't know me. I just said I'm blessed. But the Spirit knew. His Spirit and my Spirit were the same Spirit of the Lord, so they knew who we were and who our God were and what we believed in. But him that have ears to hear, let him hear. Don't leave without getting understanding. When you pray, ask the Lord for the understanding along with whatever you're asking for. Because sometimes it may take 60 years for it to come. And you need to understand that.
Amen.
It's not going to happen right now. It may not happen tomorrow. It may not happen next week. Or even this year. But if God promised, if he promised, truly he would bring it to pass.
Amen. Amen.
And therefore, he that have ears to hear, please hear. Let this word fall on fertile ground, that it produce much fruit. In your life, if it produces fruit in your life, it'll produce fruit in our pastor's life, in your brothers and sisters' lives. Because I rejoice when I see my brothers and sisters overcome. I rejoice. Deacon Carter was telling me something just the other day that I didn't let him know, but it moved me to know that I had said something that made him rejoice. Made him stand up and take notice. It just did my heart the good in preparing this message and to know that I had helped my brother out. Amen. In some way or another. May not even have been conscious at the time of what I was doing, but he received it.
Amen.
Mother back here received it one day. She see me up out at the bank 3 or 4 days later, and she was still rejoicing about that word.
Amen.
And it just rejoiced my heart to know that I had said something that had made her day, that had moved her spirit to rejoice and praise the Lord. But the key word today is, he that have ears to hear, let him hear. I add my own note to it and said, please hear and obey. As I did with this sermon, I obeyed the Lord when he said, preach it. Lord, everybody know about this parable. You know, we done read it many times. Everybody reading the Bible and preach it. And then as he led me in to get to looking a little further in my study Bible, because it seemed like my King James Version kind of just left me where I've been for past 20 years in the parable of the seed, or the parable of the soil, the parable of the soil, however it goes. Seems like my King James Version just left me where I were, but this New Application Bible carried me into more detailed thinking. And I come forth with what the Lord wanted me to say today. And there's another scripture that I wanted to bring to mind. It's St. John chapter 4. Saying something that was relevant to my message today. Maybe it didn't. Maybe I was reading too much. But Jesus goes on to explain the parable in his own words.
Amen.
Which still left me puzzled. Verse 33 through 34. Therefore said the disciples one to another, had any man brought him out to eat? Jesus said unto them, wrong parable. Wrong word, rather. Mark chapter 10. And when he was alone, they, the 12, were about with him, and the 12 asked him the parable. And he said unto them, unto you it is given to know the mysteries of the kingdom of God. He that have ears to hear, let him hear. It is for you to know the mysteries of the kingdom of God. But unto them that are without, out of all these things are done in parables, that they may see and not perceive, and hearing they may not hear. I'm sorry. And hearing that they may hear and not understand, lest at any time they should be converted and their sin should be forgiven them. He that have ears to hear, let him hear. And then he asked them, say, you don't know this parable? And how will you know all parables? And how then will you know all parables? The sower of the word. And these are they that are they by the wayside where the word is sown. But when they have heard, Satan cometh immediately and taketh away the word that was sown in their hearts. Maybe I jumped a little ahead of myself in giving another version. But I hope you don't hold it against my reading for two Bibles. And these are they likewise which are sown on thorny ground, who when they have heard the word immediately receive it with gladness and have no root in themselves and so endure but for a time. As I said earlier, you heard the word and you leave out of here and Satan snatch it right out of your mind, right out of your heart. Afterwards, when affliction or persecution arises for the word's sake, immediately they are offended. Have you ever talked to anyone when you were talking to them about the word and about God, they got offended? I know a person broke my heart one day, and I was witnessing to them, and I don't remember what they said, but it just broke my heart. And when I left that person, I immediately consulted God. And seemed like I couldn't hold back the tears. And God just spoke to my spirit and said, they're not rejecting you, they're rejecting me. And that's what comforted my spirit. They rejected the word, which bring me back. Those that have ears to hear, let him hear. And these are they which are sown among thorns, such as hear the word, and the cares of the world, and the deceitfulness of riches, and the lust of other things enter in, and choke the word, and it become unfruitful. Hear the word today. And go home and act like you didn't hear it. God is holding you accountable. And sometimes we say, well, it's just such a little thing. You know, it's just such a little thing. You know, but we have to remember the words that no tiller or dot will enter in. So those little things do matter. Those things that we think we are hiding from our brothers and sisters in the gospel, they matter. God is keeping account. Your brothers and sisters not keeping account, but God is keeping account. He knows. Amen. He knows. And these are they which are sown on good ground, such as hear the word and receive it and bring forth fruit, some 30-fold, some 60, and some 100. You have ears to hear. Don't Don't let Satan take this word from you once you leave here. Amen. Don't let the cares of the world make you forget about what you heard. Amen. God loves you.
Amen.
And he paid a great price to get you to where you are.
Amen.
To get you this word.
Amen.
So you would know how to walk. How to stand upright. When to ignore Satan. How to not fall in love with the lust of the world.
Amen.
God can. And some of it is simple as asking. God help me.
Help me, Lord.
Help me. He that have ears to hear, let him hear. This is the message that the Lord had me to bring today. I hope I brought it in a way that will cause you to think. And if you don't have wisdom and understanding, that you will go to God. He's waiting on you. He's waiting on you to deliver to you all that is said in his word.
Amen.
And this is my message for the day. Back into the hands of our pastor.
Once again, all of us here at White Oak, thank you for listening. God bless.